Welcome to Keys to Recovery. Today we're going to be talking about perseverance. Watch well your beginnings, the results will manage themselves. Everything starts small, and if you're faithful with the little things, you will begin to increase. People who become established in their recovery are those who have become established in their daily routine. What you do each day will determine your future. Your future is not determined by your past, but by the things that you develop in your daily routine. You will never make a change in your life until you make a change in what you do daily. A daily inventory will keep your life in recovery on the course for long-term success. Step number 10 of the 12-step recovery program is continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. The corresponding principle to step number 10 is perseverance. Having completed steps 1 through 9, the process of finding the pathway to recovery should seem quite clear to you. The establishment of an honest appraisal of where we were in life, the recognition of a hope thanks to others who have recovered, finding faith by developing a relationship with God, activating courage through a self-exam and integrity by facing this truth with someone else, the willingness to get free and the humility to ask God for this freedom, brotherly love put into motion in righting the wrongs of our past, and the discipline to follow it to completion. All of these things were clear markers on the path to wholeness. Now we arrive at the time that a maintenance program must be put into motion if permanent, lasting recovery is to be realized. It has been found through experience that it is not enough just to start out or to work at this process for a season. It is necessary, however, to continue at this new lifestyle for any permanent recovery to be retained. An often quoted Bible verse says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." The word "become" is not a past tense, but an active word meaning to become or indicating the process of becoming. To examine this passage further, the word "new" actually carries a meaning of young or fresh. Your life will take on a youthful energy, and the way things have been will begin to change. This is not an instantaneous change, as evidenced by the amount of effort and time you've had to put into this restructure process. This is the experience described as being reborn. Some describe this occurrence as having a new lease on life. Everything seems to be exploding with fresh opportunity. If you've not yet experienced this event, why not pray and ask God to reveal Himself to you in this understanding of rebirth? Perseverance is a constant, diligent persistency to continue on in a new lifestyle. It is clear that each person had to at some point give up on any thought of returning to a life controlled by addictions and compulsions. Any thought of deriving some hidden pleasure out of the old had to be immediately squelched. Any attempt to escape back into the past behaviors and avoid the real-life situations must be done away with. Will there be temptation? Yes. Do you have to surrender to it? No, absolutely not. Part of this dramatic change that you've experienced is the power to say no. Of course, we don't believe that this is possible outside of God's power. This is not a self-help program, but a God-help program. Without God, it is impossible. Continuous access to God's power is available to those who will seek after Him. On this point, everyone agrees. The Big Book states in the ABCs of the program these three pertinent ideas. A, we were alcoholic, or name your condition, and could not manage our own lives. B, that probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism. And C, that God could and would if He were sought. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There is a great reward to those who will persevere with God. Finding long-term continuity is the answer. You will get better, and your life will also, if you will decide that this is the direction to go permanently. Continuing your inventory is not a method that is designed to keep you looking back into your past. It's more the design of keeping track of where you are so that you don't have to go back into your past. It is part of the threefold maintenance plan of this program. Steps 10, 11, and 12, in short, represent these ideas. 10 is clean house, 11 is trust God, and 12 is help others. This cleaning house phase of your program will be primarily maintaining a quality of life. Compare it to cleaning your physical house where you live. There are always things that will get dirty, even from lack of use. Much more so when you use them. You can clean it today, in a couple of days it will be dirty again. It's an ongoing process that really has no end to it. Your attitude about maintaining it is the determining factor if it will be hard or not. For some, cleaning their house is an arduous process. They reluctantly do it, and it always seems to be this necessary evil of life. For others, it may not be their favorite thing to do, but they have accepted it with a positive attitude. Your personal inventory can be the same way. You can find positive things to do with a positive attitude and enjoy life, or you can go down complaining. It's simply a choice of acceptance. Accepting the things I cannot change becomes one of the primary rules of life in recovery. The willingness to change and adapt to life is sometimes difficult, but always rewarding. The summation to principle number 10 is this. If I continue to do the next right thing, there will be tremendous reward in it for me. If I go for the option to pick up and choose what I will and will not do, the result will be scattered as well. Unmanageability will always return and remain until I become totally sold out. If I have truly reached a point where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, I won't want to return back to the old lifestyle. To stay free will require an ongoing program of self-examination. Those who have found the pathway of looking at themselves honestly are not normally looking to find fault in others.